Lift him up. September 5. The fruits of self-denial. Whether therefore ye eat, or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. You do not realize the claims that the Lord has upon you. You have not become acquainted with the sweet results of self-denial. Its fruits are sacred. Instead of purchasing frivolous things, put your little into the bank of heaven, that when the Master comes you may receive both principal and interest. Religion, pure and undefiled, with its strong principles, would prove to you an anchor. In order to answer life's great ends, you must avoid the example of those who are seeking for their own pleasure and enjoyment, and who have not the fear of God before them. God has made provisions for you that are ample. He has provided that if you comply with the conditions laid down in His Word and separate from the world, you may receive strength from Him to repress every debasing influence and develop that which is noble, good, and elevating. Christ will be in you a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The will, the intellect, and every emotion, when controlled by religion, have a transforming power. Whether therefore ye eat, or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Here is a principle which lies at the foundation of every act, thought, and motive: the consecration of the entire being, both physical and mental, to the control of the Spirit of God. The unsanctified will and passions must be crucified. This may be regarded as a close and severe work. Yet it must be done, or you will hear the terrible sentence from the mouth of Jesus: "Depart." You can do all things through Christ, who strengtheneth you. You are of that age when the will, the appetite, and the passions clamor for indulgence. God has implanted these in your nature for high and holy purposes. It is not necessary that they should become a curse to you by being debased. They will become this only when you refuse to submit to the control of reason and conscience. Restrain, deny, are words and works with which you are not familiar by experience. Temptations have swayed you. Unsanctified minds fail to receive that strength and comfort that God has provided for them. They are restless and possess a strong desire for something new, something to gratify, to please and excite the mind. And this is called pleasure. Satan has alluring charms to engage the interest and excite the imagination of the youth in particular, that he may fasten them to his snare. You need to cry earnestly, "O Lord, my inmost soul, convert." You can have an influence for good over other young people. May the God of peace sanctify you wholly, soul, body, and spirit.